what's in the news again now is Darfur, and I think, as you're saying, that this is a part of that dynamic, which has a lot of history behind it and is very complex, which is in fact going well, even while that is going badly. Still, again.
And just to give you one added piece of perspective here, I came back from one trip to Sudan to see a statement by the Commission on International Religious Freedom, which is an official body that informs, that relates with the State Department and Congress and what have you. And they had labeled Sudan as the most violent oppressor of religious liberty in the world today. And I had just been over there, and at the time I was there, a German evangelist had been invited in to conduct a crusade. And it was conducted right in the heart of Khartoum. And over 300,000 people came out, the majority of whom were Muslims, because this was a healing ministry. Hmm. And, some Muslims lasted 5 days, and it, among other things, it sort of froze the transportation grid. But some Muslims got upset about it, not only those inconveniences, but the impropriety of having this Christian crusade in the heart of this Islamic capital. And so they went to visit with the president and to air their grievances. And the president said this, and I got this from the Pentecostal pastor who invited Bonnke in to do this crusade. He was present. He said, the president said, well, the Christians were here before we, and they have every right to celebrate Easter. So getting no satisfaction there, they go over to Hassan al-Turabi, who's the Speaker of the Parliament and thought to be the arch-villain of the spread of militant Islam across Africa and beyond.
Right.
And he says to them, I've been watching this very closely. They're not attacking Islam. They're merely celebrating their religion. He says, why don't you celebrate your religion and see how many Christians complain? Okay, so I contrast that with how Christians get treated in Saudi Arabia. And, give me a break. It's just...